Sean Yarngray joining us on the telephone right now. Sean, the CEO of Community Concepts, headquartered in Lewiston. Hey, good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you being available. Also joining us this morning for this conversation, talking about the GOP tax reform bill, Debbie Weinstein. She's a executive director of the Coalition on Human Needs. Good morning, ma'am. Thank you for being available.
Good morning.
Sean, I understand Community Concepts, a member of the Coalition on Human Needs. The concerns expressed by Debbie just yesterday in their release, certainly ones that can be echoed here in the state of Maine. We've got significant concerns about how Maine's graying population will be directly and very negatively impacted by this effort.
Yeah, there's so many concerns with both the process and the content. You know, I think if this goes through, inevitably a lot of the non-defense spending programs that are so important to the people of Maine are going to be threatened. And with the deficit growing, they'll be targeted. I mean, we certainly have seen what President Trump put in his budget, and many of the programs that Mainers count on, you know, healthcare, LIHEAP, housing, all of those programs are devastated under a Trump budget. And I think this sets the stage for some very, very bad things to happen down the road. And again, without any process that is meaningful in terms of engagement. So I'm really hoping over the next few days, people in Maine will speak up and let Senator Collins know how this impacts them, and I think they've begun to do that.
Ms. Weinstein, the statement that your organization released yesterday makes very clear this is absolutely a boon for the most wealthy corporations and individuals here in our country. And, well, there aren't too many of them headquartered here in our state. Senator Susan Collins choosing to support this bill has been especially discouraging for us. We've seen protesters arrested in her office right here in the city of Bangor. Based on the understanding of the GOP tax plan by your organization, the Coalition on Human Needs, is there one particularly egregious component of this bill?
Well, you know, the tax cut bill, as passed by the Senate or the House, is a terrible deal for most people in Maine. By the end of the decade, most people will pay more in taxes than if the law hadn't changed. And they're going to pay twice. And, you know, so if there's something that we specifically want to focus on, not only will many pay increased taxes, but they're also going to see shrinking services, because the big increase in the deficit is going to add to the push to cut Medicaid and Medicare and nutrition aid and education and help for people with disabilities. And certainly if you mention older people, who are about a third of the population in Maine, and about a third, more than a third, are receiving Social Security benefits. People in Congress, Senator Rubio, for instance, couldn't wait to jump right out there and say, now this increased deficit that the tax cut, of course, will cause is going to be the push, so that now we have to start cutting Medicare and Social Security. So that alone makes it a very terrible deal in Maine.
Ma'am, it's compounded by the fact that there seem to be certain portions of the federal budget that are just absolutely untouchable whenever there's any conversation about cuts. The cuts always come from social services, from social programs. There is never even a hint or a suggestion that we could trim something from the hundreds of billions of dollars that we are spending upon armaments in this country. That seems to be a significant disconnect when it comes to what can most benefit people on Main Street across the country.
Well, that's right. And not only are they not looking to cut Pentagon spending, they want to increase it very substantially. Mm. And that's one of the debates that will be going on, is going on this week and in the weeks to come. And part of our fight is to show that we've had shrinkage in programs like education and health funding and the need to address the opioid crisis and so many things, and we need increases in that kind of spending. And I can tell you that there will be so much more pressure to cut those programs if this tax cut goes through.
Sean, when you hear about the cuts already, Senator Rubio talking about it, it seems like that's exactly what Senator Collins was expressing denial about on Sunday morning news programs when she's talking about economists saying, well, there's really some conflicting notions about what this is going to mean for our deficit moving forward. It seems that the only place where there's any sort of conflict with regard to whether or not this is going to increase the deficit is amongst supporters of the bill making the unfounded claim there's going to be no impact on the deficit.
Exactly. I mean, if you heard her, it was sort of like pick an economist you agree with or agrees with you.
Yes.
And run with that. And that's just not a good approach to public policy in the face of everything that we do know and the many things that we don't know about this tax bill. And again, I think one of the things that we have responsibility as citizens in this country is to give our elected officials our thought, but also our knowledge, and so that they can't later say, I didn't understand or I didn't know, because we have a chance to tell Senator Collins and Representative Paul Quinn, these are our concerns, and this is what we do know. And the people of Maine are desperate to be supported. I mean, you know, businesses in Maine that rely on a workforce. The cuts that will come will devastate our ability to get ready the next generation of employees. And so there's an impact on all. There's an urgency to the work that we need to do over the next week to prevent this from happening.
Ms. Weinstein, as I look at the website for the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, they mention what they call the Republican two-step fiscal agenda. Step one, cut taxes for high-income households now, driving up deficits. Step two, use higher deficits to justify cuts in critical infrastructure investments. When you consider the shape of the infrastructure of our nation, it's obviously crumbling. There are examples of it that you can find in any municipality across the country, and those are things that are going to have a direct impact on the economy's ability to move forward. I mean, without a solid infrastructure, we've got some serious problems that are going to begin to impact transportation and logistics for any type of economic activity. And these are areas where even Republicans had suggested they were ready to make massive investments, that they could use this as a way to generate economic activity. There's a serious disconnect here.
That's right. And it's one of the great tragedies of this tax plan, that it squanders resources that we need to be using to investing in ways that will really generate prosperity that all Americans and people in Maine can share. Of course, you're right about infrastructure. We ought to be investing in that. And, you know, for all the years that we talk about the need for a whole set of investments so that people can get the education they need without becoming saddled with a mountain of debt, that you know, our roads and bridges are in good repair. Even think about think about the dream. Just as many decades ago, we committed to get electricity to all rural areas, that every part of the country could share in that development. We ought to be doing that for the internet now. That would be a tremendous boon to rural areas in their economic development. That's what, you know, if we've got trillions of dollars to spend, instead of throwing it at the wealthiest individuals and corporations who will not use it to create jobs, we ought to be investing in the things that will create jobs. That is the tragedy, that this throws away money that we need.
It does indeed throw away money, and you're right when you talk about where it's getting thrown. There's no evidence that the tax breaks, as proposed, are going to result in increased investment or increased employment opportunity. The whole notion of job creators getting this largesse from the government and then turning it into some sort of economic boon for the middle class continues to be not just unproven, but disproven again and again and again.
That's right. And, you know, it happened most recently in Kansas. They dramatically reduced taxes, and that did not result in job creation. It resulted instead in a massive deficit in their own state budget and a overwhelmingly Republican set of lawmakers ultimately rejected that because they weren't willing to be sacrificing the education of their children to this failed experiment. And now we want to replay that same experiment that has failed in Maine, in North Carolina, in the nation as a whole, in the past. It's time to learn from what does work and what doesn't.
That's the voice of Deborah Weinstein. She is executive director of the organization, the Coalition on Human Needs. Ma'am, in addition to your work on this tax effort, what other endeavors is the coalition engaged in on a regular basis?
Well, our work involves a coalition of service providers, organizations of faith, policy experts, to try to do better by low and moderate income people, people with disabilities, and right now we're fighting so that the spending plans that are close to running out in Congress. In fact, by December 8th, if Congress doesn't take action, parts of government will shut down. We don't think that will happen, but what they need to do is agree on a plan that, as we've said, does spend more where it's needed, whether it's housing or nutrition, education, and other programs. So we're working on that, as well as fighting for all people who are most in need to try to increase the ways of helping them, whether it's substance use disorders or, as I say, education, job training. We work to fight to protect the Affordable Care Act. We've got a lot on our plate.
I would say you do indeed. I appreciate you bringing to everyone's attention the comments from Senator Marco Rubio with regard to I really appreciated the way it was put forward in your release that Senator Rubio did not wait until the ink was dry on the Senate tax bill to call for cuts to Medicare and Social Security. That is exactly the sort of notion that Mainers need to be keenly aware of, and they need to recognize that that seems to be part of the significant disconnect here between Senator Collins and the reality of this tax bill.
That's right. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate your time this morning, Deborah. Sean, as always, we appreciate your insights, and thank you for helping us to make the connection with the Coalition on Human Needs. Much appreciated.
Thanks.